Read it again.
For one is Yahweh.
For one is Yahweh.
And one mediator.
And one mediator. Now get this straight. One. For one is Yahweh.
And one
mediator. Now get this straight. One mediator between Yahweh
and men.
And men. Not that. See, you want to bring me up.
Trying to make you see.
trying to make you understand something. Then you want to debate, you want to argue, you see? You want to tell me about Jehovah's Witnesses? You want to tell me about the Roman Catholics? You want to tell me about the Baptists? You want to tell me about the Methodists? And so, you understand? Wasting your time and trying to get me to waste mine. I don't want to get. See, I know better. Yeah. They don't need you trying to make nothing out of me that I'm all right. They say, "Paul said, by the grace of Yahweh, I am what? Just what I am." Do you see what I'm talking about? It is not by the grace of Peter. You see what I'm talking about? Understand? Now they can tell you these things, but you see, they can't tell me that. Those are nothing but erroneous doctrines. Mm-hmm. And then when I try to tell you to say to help you save your soul, then you got your mouth all shot out. You understand? Got your mouth all shot out. All right. But the natural man. Now that's why you shoot your mouth out. Because you're a natural man. Just like Nicodemus was. You couldn't understand that. He said, just tomorrow or not, I tell you, what you're doing. That which is born of the flesh. Now, everybody in this building, including me, but I want to say that. Everybody in here, or outside, who hasn't been born into the flesh. You all did that. Male or female, every last one of them is born by the flesh. But that which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the spirit, that's spirit. And until such a time you are born of the spirit, you can't see a thing. Can't see nothing. Any more so than Nicodemus could see how he could go back in his mother's womb and be born again. You understand? You can't see nothing. You see? By virtue of the fact you haven't been born. I don't expect you to go along with me and agree with me. And if you come up and you get too free with that agreeing with me.
Yeah.
You see?
That's right.
Get the point? See what I'm going to say? You ought to quit lying. That's right. You can't agree. You must try and say, If I hand you a couple of bucks, you might be able to see them. A piece of bread, a piece of meat, or something. Give you some place to stay or something. You see that. Yeah. Is that you, sir?
Right. No, man, just can't see.
Right. You understand?
That's right.
All right, great.
The natural man receives not the pain.
Now, see, he's not all received. Now, wait a minute. Now, here you are up here. Just to give you the idea. Now here it is up here, he's praying over some bread and some wine. And he's claiming that, see, that through his prayer, see, that bread and that wine, although it has this same appearance, it is substantiated, or in other words, you don't understand that three or four still in the word there, you see. It just means it's changed into actual good. And the body of God loving about that the bread and the wine is changed. Am I saying so? You know what I'm saying? Now let me tell you this. Now this is what he would be doing. See? He would be standing up that creating Christ. He would be creating Yahweh on the Messiah. In other words, if he changes into his actual body and his blood,
see. You get it now? Mm-hmm.
He would be changed into the actual body and blood of God's wife and Messiah. You understand? And then he gives you, and he said you. But Joshua said, hey, 26 chapter Matthew 26, he said, hey, this is my body, this is my blood. Is that right? Of the new covenant, which is shed for the ransom of men. See, that's right. King, you sitting down, I hadn't been born. See? Get the point? And you can't see your skin, you're no further than off the end of your nose. He said, yeah, but Jesus did say it. He said for us to do it, didn't he? You don't realize it's in another world or another age. When it's a dispensation of the law. And he's well enough like Chris, that is the truth. So he was telling us the
truth.
You see
what I mean? Yeah.
And that has never been said to us. And they never have a that battle. And offer no information. But that's to keep you being deceived and fooled. You never have either. Nobody is.
That's right.
And that ain't all. You never will. Mm-hmm. Not like that. They're just kidding. See? And he saw you wasn't born. You see? You said that day, you know. And look, he's telling yourself, you know. See? So, well, look here. You say this one in 11th chapter, but the rest is not working. This is baby. He is this bread. He thinks it's coming word. He is directed this bunch of. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Said damnation, and that's what it's in there. But, God, let's look at them for there. They are down there, you know, all around you. You know, Dave, you don't care. You don't care. Well, you've been in something. And you let a Diane go to the lake rather than for somebody to think that you'd be in it. And you're telling on your own back. See, because you're a natural man, you can't understand the things you feel. You can understand that you break you crack or something like that. You see, you put it in your mouth and masticate it. Be sure that. Swallow it on down, goes down the throat, and goes on down into the intestinal tract. See? It's digested and assimilated. Is that right? And the substance of it passes on through the abdominal cavities and on into the bloodstream. Is that right? To give you strength in your physical body. But it don't do a thing. You are right. Ain't that right? You're trying to get off and in, but you don't know what to do. Because they don't understand the truth. All right. And everybody comes on, jump on me at that. If you go down there and call on people to me, you all don't believe in one day of Jesus. You all don't believe in Washington. Now, Jesus said, as often, you understand, you eat this bread, and if I be in your Lord and Master, wash your feet, say, look, fella, I know what's in the Bible. But that Jesus walked about showing us stupid, humiliating, how humble he was.
No.
See? Wasn't that going
on? It was fulfillment of the law and the prophecy. Moses brought here and made that in the back of the door of the tabernacle.
See?
Oh, nice. So I can't find it. Right here. Washed at the brazen lake. I gave you guys right back here. Get the Passover. Like this, he rise up from the table and begin to wash his disciples' feet. And look what he said to them. He said, you don't know what I'm doing. You don't think he was all that stupid that they didn't know that he was washing his feet. And sure, he wasn't all that stupid. He said, you never washed my feet.
You know it was washing feet.
Yeah.
Evidently, didn't it? And so he said, I don't wash your feet. You understand? Well, no problem. Right. Then you don't know what I'm doing now. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
But you don't know hereafter. Now here comes up the Apostle Paul. He comes to love your right in the Messiah for love the church and gave himself for that he might sanctify and sanctify the washing of the water by the word, and eat the word.
He's the Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and okay, that's how the Word was made, but He's the Word. See? Washing their feet. See? Get it now? You got to have your blood to wash. And when he did that night, it wasn't no parts or nothing. They called it had to come up fast. After no coming, it'll affect that to death. See, so he had got the resurrection down and go on in with it. Before they come, said, but you shall know hereafter, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit would come, they refused to them, and that's what he was doing. That's the washing of regeneration plans, washing their feet. And fulfillment of this back here. There was a type and a shadow. You understand?
Right.
Now it's washed by the water, by the word. Now here you are sitting up here. See, you're washed by the water, by the word. You understand? Listen. Paul said it could be entering in season and out of season, exhorting with you with all long suffering and doctrine. You understand? And I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ that you have in your King James. I charge you before Yahweh. Is that right? And Yahshua the Messiah. Preach the word. See? And look, folks, let me tell you something about that. See? When he did that, the reason why he told them to do it, I want you to see what happened. There was riots, mobs on the inside. You talking about somebody getting up in here, or getting up trying to dispute somebody. See? Every way you preach the word. See, the real word. Because they were natural people. See? They couldn't see through this, but they were carnal minded. You understand? It caused a riot. They had it right inside the building and out on the street too.
Right.
See? You see the form? I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
That's right. We're doing pretty well. See, it was free around here. You see, with all the carnal-minded intellectual so-called junk, theological junk, and then don't have no more fights and riots and disputes and debates and whatnot. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, since I mentioned that, I'd like to say something about Hebrew and Greek. Now, you see, when we come in here and tell you this is this, I try to make it clear. Now, this is the true Hebrew name of the Bible. I said it was not Jehovah. It is not Allah. You see? It is not God, Jacob. Now, I said, now somebody said, but look, do I just have to speak in Hebrew? You see? Now, let me ask you a simple question. Does Yahweh have a right to raise up Moses out of the wilderness? And do you think he's got sense enough to know his own name? And listen, when he told Moses, Moses was a Hebrew, and he spoke to Moses in Hebrew. See? Now, he did not speak to him in Greek. You see?
Right.
Now, here comes along somebody. He didn't speak to him in Aramaic either.
Right.
He spoke to him in Hebrew. See? Now, that's why we said that's the true Hebrew name. You get it now?
Yes.
Now you don't have no right to come along and say, well, this is not. That's Hebrew and I don't happen to know Hebrew. See? Now here's what you're too dumb to realize. You're too dumb to realize that you're arguing with the Creator.
That's right.
You get too stupid for that. You understand?
That's right.
Get the point? Now that's what he said his name was. And look, folks, they couldn't even pronounce his name. I guess I'm going on. See, without the consonants in the Bible.
That's right.
You see? Now look, at this time now,
for your information. At this time now, you can go in bookstore and all those things and pick up the book, and they'll tell you that that's the truth you can make.
Right.
Any dictionary, any encyclopedia, and all will tell you that that is it. You do hear what I mean?
Well, not why do you want to hide it?
You get the point? We told you this was a truth. Well, why would you want to come down here and holler around with me about the name Ben Allah? Now, let me say this. Another person said to you, he said, well, what difference does it make? Let me ask you this. What difference would it make if somebody called you out of your name?
That's right.
Would it make any difference with you? Your name is Bill Potter, isn't that right? Or William Potter. If somebody come along and called you Bob Harris, We're going to go in there.
Okay.
I don't come back here trying to argue. But the natural man, he don't understand the thing, does he? For there's foolishness under him. Listen, neither can he know it. Can't know it. Just like, don't you see, don't you?
No, I don't see. How's he going to see? How's the blind man going to see? Get the point?
Yes. To be seen wouldn't be arguing. And when you do see, that's the end of the argument.
All right, read them.
If he can't know. You see, now here's what you're trying to do. Trying to make somebody know something. There ain't no way in the world you make them know. Now look, if his name is Yahweh, you want to insist on calling him Jehovah, Allah. See, now look, and you're saying what difference does it make? Then you tell me why it was that Yahweh and Joshua told the children of Israel. And Moses said that, see, that when they went across here and worshiped idols, they had idols down here in Egypt,
right?
You see? The Egyptians had Thebes and Isis. Is that right?
Right.
You see? Went on up in through here and went on up into Canaan's land. You understand? That Baal. Listen now at me. You're asking what difference does it make? See? Whether we call him God or Jehovah or whatnot. You understand how his name? Well, if it's that, if it don't make no difference, why don't you call him Baal? Why don't you call him Moloch? It don't make no difference. Why do you call him Yahweh if it don't make no difference? Why do you call him Allah if it don't make no difference? Just might as well call him Bill. That's what they done.
Right, right.
That's what they done. And the difference it made, they were sent away into captivity.
That's right.
For which have been out of 70 years, right?
That's right.
And you don't stand no choice, you understand? You're going to first before the judgment seat of Yahweh, Yahweh. You're listening to me, yes. You're right.
Well, let me
catch
the thing on
through
like
a really. Show you what this is. See, right where you are set, in your seat, you either have the Holy Spirit or else you don't have it. You understand? You just don't have it. Or you do have it. And if you have it, As I told you before, I still love the receiving. You see? It does make a difference.
That's right.
You know where you come from. You're not questioned to find out where you come from. You know. You know where you're going to.
Me all that but I don't think I'd get to this way real short.
You either step right in tail right where you sit. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm somebody.
Or in heaven. Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, don't you know I don't believe that?
Why, sure I know you don't believe it. Because you don't know that, just like all them other things you don't know. Mm-hmm.
Notice
the damn thing you don't know. That's right. Now, since I'm getting better at practice, time passing by. You don't have the dressing room. And just don't get me straight out of this watch, but I do want to face this call. So I'll have to hurry now, so then that means that you have to leave. Now, pay attention to what I say. Then Satanic Spirit that was cast out of the name. And both they, Peter and Jesus. See, they were incarnated in me. And then Joshua sent his 12. And then said, out, cast out. Then the Satanic Spirit was in me. And this is what they were doing. See, some of them pulling in the mouth, doing all mentally deranged. Condition, you don't realize what you're doing, so it really don't work. Then got the nerve to think that somebody in heaven wants to be bothering you and all those. I got the time to bother you.
See, I had to stand up and say this, so. You see?
Now you see what I mean? Now, the natural man don't understand spiritual things. Neither can you know it. Why? Because there'd have to be revealed that you're done by the Holy Spirit. Now, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have anything to do. Now, I want you to see what we're talking about. See, you remember that I told you a while ago that Paul can't tell me nothing, Peter can't tell me nothing, Isaiah can't tell me nothing. Do you understand? There ain't nothing telling me nothing. See, you can't tell me nothing. Listen, I can't tell my own self something. Mm-hmm. See, that's what's wrong. See, I was telling myself things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See? And I imagine I was something. Ha! Out of them points. You could get up in the preaching if you didn't pat me on the back and say, you sure did preach one of the funny.
that he might be able to be instructed.
Right.
Now this is what we're telling. Now listen, folks. See, now Yahweh is in me. See, the Holy Spirit is in me. Or in you. Now if that's easy, now who is it? Can some card come along and instruct you?
No.
Now this is what Yahweh had in mind. From the very beginning. See, you come out. You're off, man. You come out, right? Yeah. Right. Or you can lower it. Now, this is what I'm saying. Now, you don't go back by no folks and no pardons and by no right. You go back. And that one gets you home. You know what I'm saying? Now, who has no money? Don't you see why I'm telling you all the time? You hear what I'm saying? You're around trying to trouble me about something that somebody thinks you need. You get the point? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I try to be nice. And listen to your now, Dr. Pass told you something this morning. Dr. Dennis did too.
Amen.
See? Now, it says a black man, see, comes with the creation of earth. I said, that's a lie.
Right.